The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by PrimePod Network, for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
You know why a lot of people fail at entrepreneurship or starting a business or being a CEO? It's because despite what every YouTube channel tells you or Instagram business celebrity tells you, you probably shouldn't become an entrepreneur. The odds are you should probably do something else. Not because there's something wrong with you or you're lazy. It's because you're not cut out to be one, and that's okay. It's not something you enjoy. It's not something that will bring you happiness in your life. And you should really understand this before you even think about becoming an entrepreneur, because if you do become an entrepreneur without knowing these things, you are in for a really miserable, unsatisfactory, unfulfilling life. Listen up, and if you can't focus for 5 minutes, you're going to end up in trouble if you don't listen to this. And you're kind of proving the point I'm going to make in this video, but that's okay. You can go back and watch a cat video or some video of someone eating 6,000 calories in cheese. So entrepreneurship, due to Instagram and YouTube, has been put in a really false light. For example, 30 years ago, becoming an entrepreneur wasn't that attractive. There's nothing that attractive about eating last at the table and investing all your money and taking a lot of risks. It wasn't an attractive route to go down. But because everybody associates entrepreneurship with flying in a private jet and having a Ferrari, yeah, I see the irony. I see the irony. I know there's a Lamborghini behind me. People associate it with that, and they associate it with being a boss. Like, you see all these rappers saying, like, CEO life and boss life. People associate it with being in control and being the head honcho and being the coolest guy at the club. That's what it's become. People associate it with being a worthwhile person. And that's just silly. It has nothing to do with that. People think that if they go the entrepreneur route, that entrepreneurs are happier than other people and that they are more fulfilled than other people. It's all bullshit. It's nothing to do with any of those things. Entrepreneurship does not equal freedom. It does not equal control. It does not equal an easy life. It does not equal wealth in a lot of circumstances for a lot of people. And you need to understand also, your goal in life is happiness. That's what everybody's goal in life is. Nobody seeks out being unhappy. Wealth doesn't equal happiness. If you make a lot of money, you're not going to be happy. It doesn't equal freedom in a lot of instances. It actually equals less freedom the richer you get. Billionaires have just as limited options as a person that makes 50K a year has. It's just a little bit different. And an easy life does not equal happiness. So having some business that pays for all your shit isn't necessarily going to make you happy in the long run. Look at all the billionaire kids out there, the most miserable people you will ever meet in your entire life. Most of them are. There's a few of them that are very happy, and that's because they have the thing I'm going to talk about right here. The reason why a lot of people are interested in entrepreneurship is because they don't know what they want. They don't know what they want, but they do know what their ego and their insecurity wants. And what I mean by this is people are obsessed with what they think other people think that they are. That is who they define themselves as. For example, you'll see a lot of people start entrepreneur businesses and then go pose next to Lamborghinis because who they define themselves as is what they think other people think they are. So if other people think that they are successful, that's what they think about themselves. Not that they think they are successful. That's how they define their self-worth. It's first thing from the truth. And you need to understand what you want. And a lot of times, I would say 90% of people, when you actually understand what you want, you don't want to start a business. You don't. Not because it's so hard and I'm in the grind, bro. All right, I'm not going to go with all the entrepreneurs are out there like, yeah, man, I love the grind. No, that's not it. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you're lesser. Just because it's not the thing that's going to make you happy, okay? Not everybody should play football. Not everybody enjoys playing football. I played football in high school. It was a terrible experience. I hated it. It was horrible. My friends forced me to be on the team, and it was just terrible. You ever wear those pads and the helmet? It's awful. I don't like going and running around in the sun, 50 pounds gear, or however much it weighs. It sucks. It's the same thing like entrepreneurship. I love it, but not everybody's going to love it. You need to understand what you want to do, or you're going to end up like me playing football. Is you don't need to be rich or own a business to have your material needs met. All right, so here's the sim bar in The Sims. These are all the green bars, everything. If you fill those up, your sim is happy. And that's pretty much true in real life. If you fill up all these bars, your needs are met. It doesn't take $1 million a year to fill up these bars. In fact, you could have cheap rent, you could have cheap food, you could go live in Mississippi and have a really nice house while not making that much money. You could actually have a very wildly unsuccessful business and have a pretty nice house.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, five hits different. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks. Which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A pretty nice life and have everything met. People think that once they make money or they become successful or rich, something's gonna be different in their life. The funniest story I can tell that puts this into perspective, there's a story of this very rich billionaire, and he went and lived in a foreign country where people weren't that successful. He had this big mansion on the beach, and every single day this fisherman would come in his beat up boat and deliver some fish to him. Now obviously the fisherman didn't make much money, and the billionaire would tell him, "Oh, you have this fishing business right now. You should expand it." And he goes, "Why should I want to expand it? I have as much money as I want." He goes, "No, you want to expand it so you can make more money." And he goes, "Well, why do I want to make more money? I have as much money as I want, and I have a really nice life, and I enjoy everything." He goes, "Well, no, you need to make more money and expand your business and grow it so that you can have all the things you want." And he goes, but I do already have all the things that I want in my life right now. And he goes, no. You need to go and expand your business and grow it and hire tons of people to run your business for you so that you can make all the money that you want. And so once you make all the money you want, you can spend all the time in your life enjoying your life and hanging out with your friends and family and basically doing whatever you want whenever you want. He goes, but sir, I already spend all my time with my family and work very little. I already have all the things that I want. Why would I want to go and do all the things and generate all the money that you've had to get all the things that I already have in my life? And the billionaire goes, but you see the point. You already have the capability to get all the things that you already want in your life, and building a business and becoming super rich isn't going to change anything. The only difference between the fisherman and the billionaire was perception of self. The billionaire is like, I'm finally worth something, and now I can finally give myself permission to enjoy my life now that I have tons of money. When the fisherman had already given himself that permission right there, their perception of themselves was actually the same. Except the fisherman didn't need billions of dollars to have that worthwhile perception of himself. He didn't need billions of dollars to give himself permission to be happy and enjoy the things in his life. And so it's incredibly important that you understand this. Because if you ever, a lot of young entrepreneurs watch this channel, I'm sure a lot of you guys go to the club, you go hit on chicks and stuff like that. Because I've thought the same things when I was young. You probably go to the club and you see the guy ordering $5,000, $10,000 worth of shiny bottles and stuff like that. And you need to understand the only difference between the guy with the table full of fake friends and spending tons of money and the person that's standing in the club drinking at the bar, the only difference between these two people is their perception of themselves. That's the only difference. Nothing has changed. Are you going to be a different person after? Is that thing that is you, that views and takes in the world, is there going to be any difference there? What is going to be different about you? And you're going to realize there's actually not going to be anything different. You need to understand why you want to do that thing. Why do you want to go and build it? And you need to understand that you're not going to enjoy any of it unless you get fulfillment out of building businesses. You get fulfillment out of building things and running things. You get fulfillment out of the things that a CEO does. If you don't, it's very likely you're going to be unhappy. And with money, you need to realize that your material needs can already be met, so you don't really need money. Sure, hitting goals and reaching your goals could be based around money. That's what it is for me. But for the most part, money is used to build the things that you love. That's the best use it can be used for. If you don't need money to build the things you love, then you don't really need money. Then not a lot of it. Your material needs, your SIM bar can be met right now. For example, when I lived in College Station when I was first starting my business, my rent was $300 a month. I probably spent about $500 a month on food, had like $200 a month in bills. And I was making like $1,500 as like a barback slash bouncer. I was the worst bouncer slash barback ever. I had all my needs met. I had a great time. I could pay for my booze. I could pay for my food. I could work on my business. I could play video games as much as I want. I didn't make much money, but I had all that stuff met. And frankly, I had more time to do those things that I thought I enjoyed than I do now. I don't have time for video games or any of that nonsense. I don't have time to go drink with my friends. I don't do that stuff. I barely hang out with my friends. You have to understand that's part of my happiness. I'm very happy, but you need to understand that those are the things that are valued for me. Entrepreneurship and doing what I do is not going to bring you closer to it. What the biggest connection to happiness is having something to look forward and work towards. That is what the biggest connection to happiness is. It has connection to making more money. It has connection to living longer. It has connection to better health. And the people that are happier are the people that are moving towards something. The people that have a goal and are working towards something. That's where you see a lot of rich people. For example, Johnny Rockefeller lived to be like 93 in like the early 1900s, which is ridiculous. That guy was always working towards something. And you can see a lot of billionaires and a lot of really successful people, they live for a long time. And then college students who are polled on their happiness levels score significantly higher and perform a lot better in their lifetimes, make significantly more money than people that say they're unhappy. The biggest connection to happiness is working towards something and having a goal and working towards it and improving at something every single day. That's the number one thing across anything. And that could be anything. That could be being a better mom. That could be learning a new language. That could be trying to visit every single country in the world. It doesn't matter. For some people, it's business. For not everyone, it's business. And that's okay. Okay, that's okay. People have made it that if you don't want to become an entrepreneur, that there's something wrong with you. There's great shame. And they've made it that if you become an entrepreneur, you're going to be suddenly happy because you have a fucking Ferrari. But what defines me is performance. When I look back at the end of the day, I want to look back and say, man, I love waking up every single morning and building stuff. I love striving and pushing myself further and further and further. And I love building teams and I love building these businesses and I love beating my high score. That's what gets me going. I don't care about happiness to too much extent. Now, I'm very happy doing what I'm doing, so I guess that's, I do care about happiness, but I define my happiness by performance, not kicking back, not relaxing. I don't like that. I find vacationing and socializing and doing anything except building stuff extremely stressful. But that's me, and I know that. And so I know how to make myself happy. I know exactly that entrepreneurship is for me. I'm just going to tell a story about how I kind of discovered what makes me happy. This is a tower that I built with mods in Fallout 4. And when I started building this thing, I got high. And I worked for like 72 hours straight on this thing. My girlfriend at the time was like, well, what are you doing? Why do you keep waking up at 5 a.m.? I'm like, I'm doing something, babe. I'm doing something. And so I went and I do this every single day. And I didn't know why. But I just do that. I was super happy, and I just built this thing. It's like electrical systems. It's crazy. When I was thinking about what fulfills me, I had to look back and go, when was the time when I was happiness? It was when I was building this tower. And so I thought about that. I said, okay, this is how I know entrepreneurship is for me, because I get the same effect when I'm building my businesses. But there was a point when I was building my businesses that I was very unhappy with, because I was not building a tower. I was building a sense of self and trying to be an entrepreneur because I want other people to think I'm successful. And that's a really messed up, fucked up self, because it has nothing to do with thyself. What I had to do is I had to go, whoa, I need to back up and I need to start building a tower in my businesses. I need to start building something for the love of building something, not for the love of thyself. That makes me super happy. My income's almost doubled since then. My businesses are more successful than ever, but more so I'm having a blast doing it. And that's really all that matters. I used to think, oh man, you got to make tons of money to be happy. I actually have challenges every single month. I see how little money I can spend. Of course, I still keep some silly shit, but I enjoy silly shit for myself. But that's what you need to know. You need to think back in your life. When were you happiest doing something? When were you happiest? Some people, you might be happiest when you were hanging out with your kids. You might be happiest when you were helping other people. You might be happiest when you were researching something. In those cases, you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. The best way that I think is to be happy is by loving yourself and who you are. And the first thing about that is approving of yourself. If you're a degenerate piece of shit and you don't like yourself, you should probably go and start looking at all the traits you have that you don't like and saying that's not acceptable. And operating with integrity and truth in your life to yourself, you should be very honest with yourself and admit all the nasty things about yourself, because if you keep those things around, you're not going to be happy. You need to think about why you want to start a business, because being a CEO isn't fun unless you enjoy, if you have the traits that allow you to enjoy being a CEO and starting a business. If you started playing a video game and you were forced to play it, even though you had no interest in the video game and you didn't get any satisfaction playing the video game, can you imagine how awful that'd be? If you've ever played a really bad video game or a video game after you beat it and you stopped enjoying it, that's what being an entrepreneur is like, except you're forced to play the game. You're forced to show up. And then because of that, you're not really going to build the business the right way, and you're going to end up becoming a slave to your business. There are plenty of people that have businesses that have very little freedom and hate their business and hate showing up to work. I've been at those points where you just hate, you don't like it. The reason why a lot of people fail is they get in the business and they don't like it. And it's very hard to be good at something you don't like. Well, maybe I should backtrack and go find something I do like. And there's plenty of ways to make a lot of money not being the owner of the business. So there's plenty of people that have made billions of dollars, or at least hundreds of millions of dollars, not being the CEO. You might be happier researching. You might be happy being a more scientist and being a person that sits in the labs and the underground and does the studying and stuff for the business. You might be happy being the manager in the business. That might be where you're at. Because if you go and become a CEO, it's a very demanding thing. It demands all of you. Your business will demand all of you if you want to be successful as possible. It's going to demand sacrifices. And sometimes those sacrifices might be the things that make you most happy. And then you're sacrificing the things that make you happy. The wealth won't make you happy if you become a successful entrepreneur. The business won't make you happy unless you really enjoy building stuff. Like, what I enjoy most is building things. And so my business is like a greenhouse where I put the right plants and the right oxygen level and the right people in there and the right soil. But that's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy building the greenhouse of the business. Not everybody enjoys that. If you want to become rich, you need to ask yourself, why do you want to be rich? What's going to be different when you're rich? What's going to be different if you have a Lamborghini? What is going to be different about you and your perception of yourself? What is going to be different right now? Say you got locked in a room and someone gave you a Lamborghini, but you can't show it to anybody. What's going to be different then? Are you going to be happy then? Say you could be a billionaire, but you can't tell anyone. Would it be worth it? You'd probably go, no. No, that wouldn't be worth it, because then people wouldn't know how fucking awesome I am. See, I want to become a billionaire But I don't care if other people know it, because becoming a billionaire is my track meter to building a really awesome company that does really cool shit. I don't care if people know or not. I care that my company's awesome, and I care about people knowing that. That's pretty cool. You need to ask yourself those questions, because if you were in a room and suddenly you had $1 billion net worth, but you can't tell anybody and it doesn't bring you happiness, you probably don't want to become rich. You probably just want people to think you're cool. You probably want the feeling of being rich, which you can already have in your life if you just find ways to live in your means and fill your bars and then focus on the shit that makes you happy. Becoming an entrepreneur has been put on some stupid holy grail where grinding every single day is the way to go. No, it's not. Grinding will make you miserable. It will make you a very unhappy, mean person if you are grinding all day to something that you don't enjoy grinding about. A grind should not feel like a grind. And more importantly, once you do know what you want, if you believe it's entrepreneurship, then you can fully and confidently go all in. Because the scorecard is completely up to you. No one else matters. You can go all in. You can bet everything so easily. And that's when you're going to crush it, entrepreneurship. It's about being your best self and becoming and working towards your own personal greatness. It's okay if being an entrepreneur is not the thing for you. It's not okay not to pursue greatness in your life and whatever makes you happy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.